Miss Amy McBride, MCBRIDE Coleman, COLEMAN. Date of birth 7/24/40. Today 6/24/23. This is an 82-year-old woman, widowed since 2019. Had nine children. Five are left at this time. Patient never had a history of smoking or drinking, but she did have. She has had long-standing hypertension and coronary artery disease with low ejection fraction that has led to end-stage cardiomyopathy, congestive heart failure, period. New paragraph, COVID immunization, up-to-date family history, doesn't know much about her dad. Mom died of coronary artery disease and CHF. Medical problems, coronary artery disease, CHF, renal insufficiency, gastroesophageal reflux, anemia. DVT, left arm, right-sided weakness, history of stroke, shortness of breath, pedal edema. Medication includes Protonix, iron, Norvasc, vitamin Eliquis, Entresto, Neurontin, ICOSAPENT, metoprolol, Imodium, Lasix, potassium, and she was recently switched from Lyrica to Neurontin. Review of system, weak, short of breath. I watched her walk for five steps. She broke out in cold sweat, became very short of breath. She has been offered oxygen but has refused it. She also has edema in the lower extremity. Her appetite has been down. She has chronic shortness of breath, worse with activity. Weakness. Difficulty sleeping, positive PND, positive orthopnea. Surgery, also put down shoulder surgery, hernia repair, stent placement in her heart multiple times. On exam, we find Ms. Coleman to be short of breath, at rest. As I mentioned, blood pressure is 160 over 90, pulse is 110, a few ectopics, a febrile heart, positive swan, positive stew. There's a 2 over 6 systolic ejection murmur noted. There's also S3 Gallop, lungs, ronchi, and RALS. Abdomen is soft, cannot rule out ascites. Neck shows definite JVD. Skin shows no rash. Lower extremity shows 2 plus edema. Assessment here, we have an 83-year-old woman with end-stage cardiomyopathy, low ejection fraction, period. New paragraph, patient is quite short of breath. Is weak, she would benefit from oxygen, but she has refused, period. She states that she's in pain in her lower extremities. She used to be on Tylenol number 3 and would like for hospice to provide her pain medication, period. She also has shortness of breath at rest, orthopnea, paroxysmal nocturnal dyspnea, and overall weakness, period. Her symptoms exaggerated tremendously by activity. Period. She also had a history of blood clot in her arm, which currently is on Eliquis for a period. Other comorbidities includes hypertension, gastroesophageal reflux, renal failure, neuropathy, iron deficiency anemia, chronic diarrhea, DVT left arm. Period. The patient is hospice appropriate, most likely. Has less than 6 months to live. Patient lives with her son, Cherry Brown, whom I've discussed patient's condition with, and has a KPS score of 40%, period. The nurse will help patient and family, educate patient and family regarding end-of-life care and hospice, and provide patient pain medication she needs. Thank you.